out of my head. Damn, I'd be better off dead. Coming down.
Hey folks, how's everybody doing today? In case you were wondering, that song was Not Coming Down by Mo. Yeah, we like us a little Mo over here. I'm Ken Landon. I'm your host of the Hudson Valley Tap Talk Show. I do this the third Tuesday of every month. There it is. Obviously, it's a little white outside today. Got quite a bit of snow coming down. I am solo in the studio at this point in time. My guest has not arrived yet. We are trying to reach out to see if he's en route, if he's stuck. He's coming from Saugerties. I was hoping to have Johnny Povich from the Dutch Ale House on here today. He is not in the studio as of yet. I'm anticipating him running in, though, frantic, hopefully. But I'll do my best to keep everybody kind of entertained. I haven't figured that out yet, but I'm going to go to another tune, try and reach out to Johnny, see if he's close by. See if I can kind of get a hold of him and whatnot. In the meantime, everybody who's out there, drive safe. The roads are a little slick. I just drove over from Athens. They weren't too bad, but I'm in a van, which is essentially a tin can with wheels on it. Has a tendency to spin out a little bit, but due to my driving experiences when I grew up in Queens, I kind of know how to navigate those roads, you know? And it's not always the road. It's always the other people on it. So so you want to stay away from them. But anyway, folks, I will do my best to keep you entertained if Johnny doesn't show up. Let me go to a tune right now. Let me reach out to him, see if I can find out where he's at. Everybody kind of kick back. It's a little cold for a beer, but you know what? It's never too cold for a beer. Hopefully you have one in your hand, and I'll be back in a bit. Thank you. Hey, hey, hey. How's everybody doing out there in the snow? Just wonderful, I'm sure. Hudson Valley Top Talk Show. I'm Ken Landon. Well, I was just informed that Johnny will not be joining me today. It's a long story. And it has nothing to do with the weather. So, I often thought that this would probably happen to me once or twice, but never really thought out how I would handle it. Being that I only have two CDs of Mo with me, I could probably kill yous all with some Mo, but I don't know if that's the best idea. So what I'm going to attempt to do is, I just got a quick lesson on how to open up the phones. I'm going to attempt that in a little bit. See if we can get maybe entice some people to call in and we can chat a little bit. But until then, you're going to have to listen to my dull voice and maybe a few more Mo songs. But yeah, like I said, I do this the third Tuesday of every month. And what I'm basically trying to do is just bring people in from the brewing industry, all aspects. So, you know, I kind of compiled the list. So far to date, I'm hoping I'm not forgetting anybody. But we opened up, I guess, almost a year ago by now. No, not quite. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 7 months ago. We had Hutch Kugman from Crossroads Brewery here with us to open the season, I guess, if you will. So we basically, the format, what I tried to do is try to give everybody a little bit of an idea of what it's like to be work in the brewing industry on these bigger systems that everybody brews on. Bigger breweries brew on. And the smaller ones. So it's interesting, you know, to hear everybody's perspective. It's really, you know, it's the same, just on smaller and bigger scales. A lot of cleaning, a lot of work involved. Guys are not in this business for the money. You know, they do it for the passion, including myself. But to date, yeah, I had Keegan Ales on here a couple times. I actually had Tommy Keegan and Gio and Zach on, the brewmasters down there. I had the guys from Chatham on. Actually, just Jake came on. He's local brewery right up here I think it's a little east and north of Hudson. Also had the guys from Dutch's Hops up, which was pretty interesting to try to get a perspective from their point of view. You know, they're into growing the hops and whatnot. And obviously New York State was once the biggest hop growing state in the United States. So I think those guys are onto something. They want to try and bring that back. And they're doing a good job of it. If you just, you can look them up, Dutch's Hops. Who else did I have? We had the guys from, Chris on from Newburgh Brewery, just a little south of us. Those guys are fairly new. It was great talking to him. Also had Ryan on from Albany Pump. That was a while ago. Those guys, Ryan took over for George, who went up to Druthers in Saratoga. And Ryan and Sam up there are doing a great, great job. Anybody in the Albany area, definitely have to stop in and try their beers. They're really doing some good stuff. And we had Tim Adams from Cave Mountain kind of give you – he's up there at Wyndham. He brews on a small system. I think it was a barrel and a half system. Just to give, like I said, give everybody an idea of what it's like to kind of talk to somebody who's brewing on a smaller scale opposed to a bigger scale. A lot of work, a lot of cleaning, you know, same problems. At the end of the day, everybody's making great beer in the Hudson Valley. So kind of that's what prompted me to kind of get into this. I still can't remember how I got into this anyway, but into the radio show, that is. I would have been the last person to think that I would be speaking on the radio. But so with that, I'm going to see if I can. What do we got here? I'm going to cue up another tune. One of my favorites from Mo. Crank it up high. I'm going to try to get another quick lesson and figure out how I can get these phones to work and maybe take some calls to make it a little bit more interesting. Hopefully everybody can bear with me and be safe out there with the snow. It's still coming down. And let's see. We're on CD2 here. Let's turn that up. And give me a bit. This is a little bit. This song's about 10 minutes long, so give me an give me a chance to see if I can get these phone lines lit up. All right? I'll be back.
waves her arms like a matador, like a matador, of course. She's an East Coast mama now, I know that for sure. I'm going down for the third time, going down for the third. Down, 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 down. Swollen tongue, world in the sky, and the siren song sweetly sucks me down to the ocean blue. Find my way back, rip off all my limbs, poke out both my eyes, pull out my swollen tongue, world in the skies, and the siren song will sweetly suck me down to the ocean blue. I'll find my way back.
How's that? How is that? Rebubula, Mo. Little Mo for the kids. All right, well, I got a hold of Johnny. He's going to try and, he's going to give me a call. I'm going to attempt to patch him through on the line. But in the meantime, I'm going to give out the number and see how this goes. This could be fun. And I will I'm going to attempt to get people on the air. Yep. The number here at the studio is 518 area code 828-0290. 828-0290. Don't all call at once now. I'm not going to be able to handle it all. All right? I'm by myself in here. So it could get a little crazy. But Johnny, I spoke to him on the phone. He said he's going to give me a call about 22, so maybe we can get some ask him a couple quick questions about his place down there in Saugerties, the Dutch Ale House restaurant / brewery. Uh-oh, there's a call. I'm afraid to even answer it. yes, live radio. This is fun. Can I just show pictures of the snow falling? All right, then. Let's see what this is all about. Could it be a beer question? I don't know. Like I said, I don't want to kill everybody with Mo songs. Might have to go to one. Let me see. What we got? One, six. Dog. So the number here is 518-828-0290. Give me a call if you're not doing anything. We could talk beer. I can talk beer. I'd love a beer right about now. But like I said, I'm going to attempt to have Johnny on the air from the Dutch Ale House in a couple minutes. We'll patch him through. What do we got? Okay, we could do that. He's on? All right. All right. We got that. We got that. We got that. Okay. Hello? Well, we have Randy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, Ken.
Wow. Wow, hey. this is definitely I didn't do this all myself, trust me, but I'm impressed. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Randy Finley on the phone who's calling in. Thank you for bailing me out, Randy. I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. I just want to let you know I'm up here in St. Peter's Hospital recovering, and there's no outrage on tap down at the cafeteria.
Well, I'm going to see if we can do something about that. Maybe sneak in a growler or something. How you feeling? Everything's all right?
Oh, no, we did good. Yeah, no problem.
But, all right, then.
Just wanted to, give you a call, let you know. Jen's got it on the other side, so it's kind of hard to hear.
Yeah, that's right. Jen, turn that off. Randy, you're...
I don't know if you want to get into it a little bit. But you're a home brewer.
Yeah, well, that's got my interest in craft beer was the starting home brewing, and now that you guys are in business, seems like you got a second home, and we enjoy whenever we travel going to patronize whatever craft brews that are around. So it's pretty cool being able to see all the different styles and all the different tastes, and it's what we do now.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Are you brewing anything now?
Let's see, what was it? It was a brown ale, of course, and it should be out in probably about 2 weeks, and we'll be able to bring you some down to sample.
That's awesome. How long you been home brewing now?
About 4 years.
That's cool. Yep. That's cool. And do you get a lot of is Louise driving you crazy to brew the higher alcohol stuff by any chance?
Well, yeah, I got to do that, but as long as I keep it in my area and out of her kitchen, she don't have too much to say about it. So
That's awesome.
Well, I just wanted to call in, bust your chops a little bit, and
that's all right. I appreciate that. I hope you're on the mend, and we when are you getting out of there? When are we going to see you?
We'll be down for Wiener Wednesday.
Awesome. That's tomorrow, Wiener Wednesday. There it is. All right. Well, you mend up, and looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. That was my first caller. It's pretty cool, huh? Really stepping up here. I'm a professional now. All right. Let's see what we got on here. All right. This might be Johnny calling. Let's see if we can get him going. That's possible. Let me see. Sorry about the dead air, folks. I'm just learning these phone lines, so it's actually not that complicated. I just have to answer it, not have Katie answer it all the time. Is that him?
Yeah.
All right, so we got this goes up. This goes up. That should be on. Johnny, is that you?
This is me, Ken. How are you?
Wow, we finally got him. All right, then. We are on the air. Say hi to everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Pavich, who is the owner and brewer of the Dutch Ale House down in Saugerties. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, doing good. Hi, everybody.
Merry
Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah.
I know you got snowbound today, so we won't hold it against you.
Thanks, Ken.
But just a couple of quick questions for you. We were going to try some of your beer in here, so that takes away a little bit of the fun. But I was just curious, I was just explaining to all of the people out there, what I try and do on the show is talk to all different size breweries and whatnot. And obviously, you're fairly new into the brewing industry. And I have a question that's, for me, I'm a little curious. You obviously had a thriving craft beer bar for quite some time. Great restaurant, great food.
Thank you.
What kind of pushed you into the brewing industry, and you said, I want to make my own beer.
Good question. First of all, I love beer. There's never a bad time to enjoy a good beer. In addition, I'm from New York City, from Astoria, Queens. My wife and I got married about 4 years ago in April. My brother-in-law owned the Dutch Ale House at the time, with anticipation of turning it into a brew pub. He got another opportunity up in Utica at Matt's Brewing, which he was able to take. And at that point, I acquired the Dutch Ale House with the ambition of continuing the brew pub. So about 2 years ago, I finally got licensed, which that actually took forever at that time. Probably about a year back and forth before we got all of our licenses in order.
Yeah, that was
and
fun.
And then we just made it happen.
That's
that licensing is some task, isn't it?
Unbelievable, you know. And at that time, I actually wasn't able to find any help with it, any legal help. Like, my wife and I, well, mostly my wife did all the paperwork, which ended up being, I don't know, 2 feet tall.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest here. Karen did all of the work.
Well, you know, I have to get fingerprinted and sign my name.
Oh, there you go. That's always fun. Now, why are you fingerprinting me? Am I going to jail now? That's cool, man. So you guys are up and brewing. What is the size of your system that you guys are brewing on? To kind of give everybody that's listening an idea of, you know, what's going on over there at Dutch.
Gladly. So we're in a three-barrel system. I have a mash tun, a kettle, my fermenter, which we only have one fermenter at the moment, but eventually we'll buy more and increase production. But the fermenter doubles as a hot liquor tank throughout the brew day, and you know, there's a lot of back and forth. It's a lot like a homebrew system, except that it's significantly bigger, about six times bigger than, you know, the average homebrewer system.
So essentially, three barrel system, you guys are brewing about 6 to 7 kegs at a clip.
6 to 7 kegs at a clip, yeah. 15.5 gallon kegs, yeah. Yeah, and then you know, all the beer is unfiltered, you know, it never leaves. It's on-premise only. It's only available at the Dutch Ale House and growlers to go. And our philosophy behind the beer is, like, we don't like to do anything too out of this world, you know. I personally enjoy beer that's, you know, crisp and clean, good flavor, and fresh as can be, you know, kind of like the beer you guys do at Crossroads, which is, I love everything Hutchin you guys do. And that's pretty much what we want to do, you know. I don't think we'll ever do bacon vanilla Christmas milkshake beer, into things like that at all.
Sure, you're just looking to get as much beer as you can out as quick as you can, full of flavor, so you can, you know, serve it. You're just serving it right now at the Dutch, right?
Only at the Dutch, yeah. Right now I have an IPA on tap, which is it's called Evo Pivo, which I named after my son.
Nice.
Evo's his name. Pivo means beer in probably a few dozen languages. So it's an IPA. And Mosaic Hops is the flagship hop in that beer. And then I've got an American Brown, and tomorrow I'm kicking up an Irish Red, which I'm really excited about.
Nice. How many... Yeah. What are you brewing? You brewing once a week, once a month? What are you brewing? What are you up to now?
Well, it depends on when the fermenter is available.
Sure.
But we brew about twice a month.
Twice a month.
And if, you know, it'd be nice to double that pretty soon. But we're about twice a month.
That's cool. And it's even though it's a smaller system, it's still a lot of work. Tell everybody how much work it is.
You know, it's kind of hard to believe how much work it is. Our first brew day, you know, I kind of tested the system out a few times with just water and pushing water back and forth between the vessels. And then the first brew day was probably about 14 hours. I was by myself. I think I was soaking wet by the end of the day in wort and sweat and tears probably, too. And then... you know, we shaved it down to about 9 hours now, sometimes a little bit less, depending on how cold the water coming out of the ground is, actually. But most brewers will know what I mean by that. But
Those are always fun days.
About 9 hours. But, yeah, it's a ton of work. We end up with about 250 pounds of wet grain. And, it's a pain in the neck to move it back and forth. We give it to a local farmer, and she gives me a jar of jam or a dozen eggs. I'm happy with that, you know?
Yeah, sure. No, the farmers love that spent grain, that's for sure. Now, you got, from what I've seen the brewery a couple of times, you are heating electrically, right?
That's correct. I've got, it's kind of a one-of-a-kind, as far as my knowledge. I started off with a vessel, which is now my kettle, which is about just a rough estimate, you know, it has a capacity of about 110 gallons, probably.
Cool.
So if you imagine, it's like a giant pot that stands on its own. And what we did was we fabricated tri-clamp fittings into the sidewall, and then we actually used hot water heater elements, which is about 22 kilowatts of power, to get our wort to a boil. So it's a lot of juice.
So essentially,
I can actually hear my electrical meter
spinning.
Want to fall off the wall when it's going full steam. But hey, that's the...
So I think that's interesting. The reason why I brought that up is just to give everybody, again, I want to try and paint a picture for the folks that listen to me. Not that there's many that listen to me, but the ones that do, I'd like to try and paint them a picture of what's going on out there. You know, heating, and that's why I think the bigger breweries and you talk to, there's a bunch of different ways that that the breweries heat this water. Obviously, one is steam. That's what Crossroads, over at Crossroads, that's how the water is heated there. And then there's also direct fire kettles, which is essentially, you're basically putting a flame underneath the kettle, and it's heating the water. So, and now Johnny explained he's heating his water with heating elements, which is essentially the same as your hot water heater in your basement. It has heating elements in it. You bring it to a boil. So all of these things... And the size of your brewery, obviously the amount of water that's in there, it takes time to bring this water to a boil, which in turn slows down your brew day if you cannot bring this water to a boil and maintain that boil for a considerable amount of time. So the key is the faster you get to your boil, the longer you can hold that boil, the faster your brew day. So heating with electric, heating the water with electric, heating it with steam, and heating with direct fired flame are three different ways that brewers, you know, make their beer. I'm not aware of any other ways. I'm sure there might be. I'm not, but that's one of the reasons why I just brought that up, that you know, Johnny's system, as small as it is, he's heating with electric, so it can be done, you know, and I think that's awesome that you guys put that system in there. I really do, man.
Thank you.
I was excited for you when you were getting going, and I know how much work it is with the paperwork, and I know you were pulling your hair out. You're running a restaurant at the same time as trying to open a brewery, and it is difficult. There's no two ways about it. Now, I know you didn't get into it for the money, right?
Is that part of it? I wasn't aware of that part.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are aware of it. Yeah, you don't ever see that check coming in. It's a passion, you know. It's definitely a passion.
Yeah. If you're not ready for that commitment, if you're thinking you're going to get rich doing it, I don't know. I recommend prosthetic limbs or, yeah. I don't know, gasoline. I don't know.
Now, what kind of your brewing experience did you kind of, you kind of hands-on, right? You learn hands-on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I brewed with the Hudson Valley Homebrewers Club quite a bit. Well, not quite a bit, a couple times, you know. And then I went to YouTube University a lot. and then I did a course in Siebel, the World Institute of Beer out in Chicago, which was fantastic.
Yep.
And then I read everything I could as many times as I could. And then I had a great support system actually with local brewers. Hutch was huge, instrumental in getting my brewery up and running, and you know, you're kind enough to let me use your keg washer still, and you know, that to me is a good chance to, like, I could probably get it done in about 20 minutes, but I usually pick Hutch's brain for about 2 hours before I'm ready to go. And Hutch, if you're listening, I truly appreciate that.
That's why Hutch drinks so much. Especially after you leave, he runs right to the tap. No, I'm only kidding. It's great. I'm glad. See, folks, all breweries, we don't hate each other. We support each other. It's contrary to everyone's belief. We give each and every other brewery support that they need, and it's just it for that. It's a great industry, you know.
It really is. The culture of help in this area with other breweries is just unbelievable. Yeah, Tom, I just bought some equipment from Tommy Keegan that heater can't really use anymore, which is just perfect for me. And, you know, that's amazing. He, you know, he could have sold it to anyone, but he chose to sell it to the guy 10 miles north.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it's awesome.
It's great.
Yeah, Tommy's a good guy. I lean on him a lot for a lot of things as well. He's a book of knowledge for sure. He's a good guy to have. Well, I got 5 minutes left, Johnny. I'm sorry that you weren't able to make it up to the show and hang out in person, but maybe we can get you on towards, you know, next couple of months. We'll get you on here in person.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, if I can just plug my restaurant real quick.
Yeah, man.
You know, I love all my customers, my regulars, and my staff is amazing, every one of them. So I'm so thankful for all of them, and, you know, we welcome new people with open arms all the time. And, you know, if you can come in the next week or two and mention Kenny's show, I'll buy you a beer and, you know, we'll start to become friends. So to all the listeners out there, happy holidays. Hope I made sense.
Yeah. Tell everybody, give some shout outs. Tell everybody where your restaurant is. How can they contact you? Phone numbers, websites, all that good stuff.
Great. The brewery at Dutch Ale House, lunch and dinner 7 days a week. We're 253 Main Street, right in the village of Saugerties, right next to Mother Earth storehouse. A lot of people know that store. You know, we got great food, great burgers, great wings. Weekends, we do great specials. You know, lots of times we're doing Osso Buco or, you know, just a ton of different cool stuff. And the phone number is 847-247-2337, which is also beer.
Right on.
Friend us on Facebook, Dutch Ale House, and then our website is dutchalehouse.com.
Awesome. And folks, there's always a great selection of beers down there, as well as, you know, there's guest taps. Johnny's beers are on tap most of the time. And I will tell you from personal experience, if you don't get down there and have the Pilgrim, you're out of your mind. It is ridiculous. It's one of the best sandwiches I have ever had. I have craving for that thing. So get down to see those folks down there at the Dutch Ale House in Saugerties. If you jump on the thruway from this area, it literally will only take you about 15 to 20 minutes. It's not that far. So,
right. Johnny, about a mile off of exit 20 on the thruway. So
it's very, very quick. Go on the website. There's directions. Give them a call. Harass them. Say, I'm on my way. I just listened to the radio show. We're in the snow. We need a Pilgrim and a cold beer. We're coming. So, Johnny, I want to thank you again. Say hello to Karen. Good luck with the baby.
Thank you, my friend.
And we will do our best to get you on in the next couple months in person this time, huh?
It sounds good.
All right?
All right.
Enjoy the snow.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, then. Well, at least we got to talk to Johnny a little bit there. So he's doing well down there. It's a great place. Dutch Ale House is nice, nice, cozy little spot down there. You know, it's great food, great beers. Always a good time down there. Good little getaway. We'll get him in here in the future in person so we could try some of his beers. And I'm just looking here. Folks, I thank you so much for bearing with me today. I know it's not the show that I usually do. I like to really get into it with the brewers and the owners and stuff like that. But, you know, it's snowing out in some circumstances. These things happen. I do have slated for January. I will have, so far as of now in the books, I have Jeff O'Neill scheduled from Peekskill Brewing Company down in Peekskill. He's going to come up and do the show in January. He's a great guy. He brewed out in Ithaca for a bit. He's down there in Peekskill. These guys won a silver medal for their beer called Amazeballs out at GABF. Jeff's kind of forte, I think anyway, is, you know, he does those great sour beers. He did them when he was in Ithaca. He's starting to get rolling out there at Peekskill with that. One of my favorite styles of beers. So I'm looking forward to, trying whatever he puts out. So that should be a great show. He's an entertaining guy. He's got a lot of knowledge. He's been in the industry for a while. So I'm hoping everybody can tune in. That would be, I don't have a calendar. I don't know the date exactly, but it's the third Tuesday in January.
All right. So again, folks, thanks for putting up with me today. I hope I didn't bore you to death. I guess I'll talk to you folks in January. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Everyone be safe out there today. Kind of just stay at the bar and drink good beer.
You say potato and I say three. 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 I am a pinball machine. I can tell the difference between my belly button on Evo, ping pong pool cue, or a foosball table.